I live each day as it comes. No past, no future. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I live each day as it comes. No past, no future. Ho, ho, ho. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to be able to do? To live each day as it comes with no past or any future. We've been talking to Don Steckdab, who is going to Germany and going to Europe and working with soldiers who come back from the war zone, and talks to them about letting the past go and living in the present and realizing that life can be beautiful even though it has been difficult being in a war. Any war is tough, but the wars today are even tougher because they just don't fit in with today's attitude of life. Today's attitude of life is one of peace and harmony and joy and people getting along together and people cooperating. And then when these young people from the United States go into the service and have to go over to the war zone and see people not being nice to each other, it's tough. It's tough. Why is man's inhumanity to man? You know, we ask that silly question and there's no answer. The only answer is, what do I do? And that's why I say, I live each day as it comes. No past, no future. Always bring the title back in. I live each day as it comes. No past, no future. Very important. If we can teach ourselves to live each day as it comes with no past, not planning for the future, not worrying about the past, but this moment, the only moment that there ever is, if we can live our life from that point of view, all the stress is gone. All the stress is gone. Remember our story about this woman who was upset with her son. Remember that? Mm-hmm. She was very upset with her son. He was a nasty little boy, about 14, 15, and he just was doing terrible stuff. And he was just, the school was disgusted with him. Everyone was disgusted with him. And he was coming home from school, and the teacher had called up and said, your kid's going to have to shape up or ship out, you know. And the mother, you know, she was up to here with him. And, you know, she was really in the wrong space, but if he walked through that door, she's going to kill him. And so he walked through the door. But before he walked through the door, just an instant, the telephone rang, and the person said, madam, you have just won $30 million. And she says, what? Wow. Ooh, thank you. And her son came through the door, and she forgot that she didn't like him. She forgot that he was a bad boy. She forgot all about the past. And she lived only in the moment, only in that very present moment. And she grabbed him and hugged him and said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. He said, mom, what's the matter? she said, I'm going to take you to the store. We're going to buy you those skis you want. We're going to buy you that scuba diving outfit you want. Let's go. And he said, mom, is this for real? You know? And they went to the store. And she bought the things for him. And when she came home that night, her husband was there. And she said to her husband, you know, sweetheart, you are the neatest person. The neatest person in the whole world. I don't know I could ever be happy with anybody as much as I am with you. You are so wonderful. You just make me feel good all over. And he says, love, what's going on here? I like this, but I mean, what's happening here, you know? And as the days went on, because she had forgotten, because she placed no attention on the son's being a nasty little boy, he changed. He changed with this unconditional love that his mother was now giving him. And with that unconditional love, he did well in school. I mean, the old him wasn't there anymore. The old him, Rex, no. The old him wasn't the old bad boy anymore. Rex has just picked up the gist from the bench here. He wanted to bring it over to us. He's just such a wonderful, attentive boy. That's our puppy dog, Rex. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to live in the now? You see, I had to say, right now, Rex, no, don't do that. Right now. I couldn't wait for 10 minutes or else the gist would no longer be there. It'd be shreds because he reads very thoroughly. And the mother no longer had a feeling of badness about the boy. She'd forgotten about it, absolutely forgotten about it. And the father, who wasn't in the picture, but he was in the picture as far as being a father, he said, wow, my wife is different. And he started treating her different. He started treating her as some new love that he just found in his life. And he was just so thrilled and so delighted. But you see, that's what living in the present is all about. With nothing from the past, with nothing from the future, just at this moment. I like me right at this moment. I like who I am right at this moment. I like everybody in my world right at this moment. And when we do that, we're living with unconditional love. We love everyone without any conditions attached to it. And as we love everyone without any conditions attached to it, our life is just a magical life. Our life is just a fabulous experience. And we say, man, this is great. We don't even think to say, why didn't I do that before? We don't even think of that, because that's not part of the program. The program is unconditional love in the first person present tense now, right this minute. That's all it is. And how wonderful that is. Ask yourself, who have I given unconditional love to today? Who have I? A fly? Freddy the fly? A worm? A stone? A dog? A cat? My associates? My brothers? My sisters? My wife? My husband? My mother? My father? Who have I given unconditional love to? Or myself? Have you? Have I? Unconditionally loved myself today?
Yes.
And you know, we unconditionally love ourselves when we don't judge ourselves. If our nose gets into other people's business, we're not unconditionally loving ourselves, because we're concerned about something that's none of our business. All we do with anyone who comes into our world is say, hey, you're neat. I'm so glad you're here. You know, you just make my heart sparkle whenever you come around. And all of the unhappiness goes away. No judgment. If they start saying to you, get out of here. No, you just say, oh, you are so neat. You are so wonderful. And they'll say, that person's crazy. They don't even know that I'm unhappy with them. That's right. You don't even know. You don't even know that anybody is unhappy with you. You don't even know if somebody doesn't appreciate you or somebody doesn't respect you. Well, if you respect yourself, love yourself, unconditionally love yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else in the world does, because unto your own self be true, and you can be false to nobody. So take that idea in your consciousness today like I do. I live each day as it comes, no past, no future. And ain't life grand? I love you. I love you.
Love
I love you.
You.